Hello, everybody. Welcome to Eagles 360 on this Friday. It is Black Friday, which is appropriate here for the Philadelphia Eagles. I'm Dave Spadaro, Chris McPherson, and the Eagles back in black on Monday night, the Hall of Fame game against the Green Bay Packers. We've got a lot to talk about, C-Mac. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you as well. Great Thanksgiving for Eagles fans. With Detroit being Minnesota, helps out the Eagles on both fronts. You want Detroit to win a division. Minnesota losing gives the Eagles a better draft pick down the line. And Washington losing to Dallas. Look, the Cowboys are running away with a division. Yep. You want the Redskins and the Giants to come back to the pack.
Yeah, so that's a good start to a very important weekend and a very busy weekend for the Eagles. Now, the Eagles worked for a half a day on Thanksgiving and then enjoyed some time with their families. Everybody back in the building on this Friday, getting ready for a crucial Monday night football game against the Green Bay Packers. Let's get you caught up with everything happening on this Friday. The coordinator speaking to the media, and of course the locker room open. Alex Smith, our Eagles 360 update.
Hi everyone, I'm Alex Smith here with your 360 update. Well, the Eagles are coming off another tough loss on the road as they fell in Seattle 26-15. But this Monday night against the Green Bay Packers, the Eagles are back at home where they've gone a perfect 4-0 on the season. Today inside the locker room, we caught up with Leotis McKelvin and Connor Barwin to get their thoughts on being back at home.
Well, it's a huge game on Monday night at our stadium. A lot on the line. I think we're wearing all black uniforms. Obviously, there's a lot to be excited about.
Oh, it's going to be crazy. You know, Monday night football, you know, we're coming back home. We're undefeated at home. We got six games left. We're putting ourselves in the situation for us. Like, it's our destiny. So coming out with this home crowd is going to be crazy. Just going to come out and do what we got to do to get the fans what they want and win.
With Darren Sproles and Ryan Matthews still being question marks to play on Monday night, it looks as if rookie Wendell Smallwood could see most of the work in the Eagles' backfield, and the fifth-round pick is ready for his opportunity.
I definitely work from the bottom way up. I think just each week in and week out, it's been a little more responsibility. I've never really gone down. I think it's been more responsibility, giving me challenges, giving me things they specifically want me to do. So I think it's grown every week, and I'm happy for that I got to go up instead of kind of declining.
And inside the locker room, we also caught up with second-year wide receiver Nelson Agholor, who has had his struggles at times this season. But Agholor is keeping a positive mindset throughout the process and is preparing as if he's going to play on Monday night.
I think whatever the coach's decision is something I have to respect. And to be honest with you, he made a decision, and every day as it turns in my mind, I feel like I'm growing. I respect it, and that's what you got to do. You just got to respond. We talk about thinking earlier. It's not about thinking, it's about responding.
All right, well, that will wrap things up here from the NovaCare Complex. But the Eagles did also announce today on Black Friday that they will be wearing the all-black uniforms on Monday night against the Green Bay Packers. So be sure to check out PhiladelphiaEagles.com and the official Eagles mobile app for everything you need to know heading into Monday's game.
Thank you so much, Alex. Mucho to get to on this Friday on Eagles 360. We'll take a look back at a memorable Eagles rout of the Packers here at Lincoln Financial Field. We will have some key matchups. Chris and I talking about the Eagles and the struggling Green Bay Packers. Are you buying that they are on the downward trend?
I am.
Okay.
Four straight losses. They've given up 30 or more points in five of those
Amazing.
Last six games. It's the last time they missed the playoffs was 2008. Rodgers' first season as a starting quarterback. Still a dangerous team, though. But you look at the results, they certainly are on the downswing right
now. Yeah, they really have struggled. But when we get back here on Eagles 360, Alex Smith sits down with running back and kick return specialist Kenyon Barner. Crunch time is next as we get things going on Eagles 360.
This portion of Eagles 360 was presented by Apple Vacations. Join Philadelphia Eagles players and alumni on Apple Vacations Beach Blitz in Mexico in 2017. Log on to applevacations.com/beachblitz for more details.
I sup to Philly.
I sup to Philly.
The bus.
The trolley.
The train.
Jefferson Station.
Airport line.
69th Street.
Broad Street.
To the game.
Paoli.
Sharon Hill.
Chestnut Hill.
Regional Rail.
I sup to Philly. The Broad Street line on game days.
A la bodega.
To the movies.
To my parkway.
Spring Garden.
Late night.
West Philly.
South Philly.
North Philly!
We'll be right back.
With Simply Right Checking from Santander Bank, just make one deposit, withdrawal, transfer, or payment each month to waive the monthly fee. And there's no minimum balance. You're all right with Simply Right Checking from Santander Bank.
Playing Marco Polo with Marco Polo? Surprising.
Ragazzi, io sono Marco Polo. Sì, sono qui.
What's not surprising? How much money Amanda and Keith saved by switching to Geico.
Ah, Polo. Polo.
15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Polo.
Things remain a bit unsettled at the running back position for the Eagles, so Kenyon Barner's role could increase on Monday night. Ahead of that, Alex Smith sits down with Kenyon. A little crunch time for you here on Eagles 360.
Hi, everyone. I'm Alex Smith, and welcome to another edition of Crunch Time, presented by Lay's Kettle Cooked. I'm very pleased to be joined today by Eagles running back Kenyon Barner. Kenyon, thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
So my first question for you, you're an Oregon Duck.
Absolutely.
I got to ask you what your favorite uniform combo is that you've seen Oregon wear.
That I've seen them wear.
Or that you wore yourself.
Well, I would definitely have to go to the Storm LA uniforms that we wore in 2013. But favorite uniforms that I've seen them wear, the throwbacks, Marcus Mariota's last year.
They're good.
Yeah,
they're
really good.
How many of your old jerseys do you still have?
Every single one of them. I think when I left school, I left with 34 jerseys or
really?
Something like that. Yeah.
What do you do with them? Do you have them hanging up? I mean,
everything to my dad. My dad keeps everything, so I give everything to him.
Awesome. Yeah. Awesome. I read that you once bowled a 265.
Yeah, is that true?
Absolutely.
How old were you when you did it?
That was probably, I was in Carolina, actually, so my rookie year.
And you're a big bowler?
I wouldn't say a big bowler. I don't want any challenges. No, I'm a decent bowler, man. I like to do it. It's a lot of fun for me.
Anybody else on this team bowl?
Really good.
Or really bad, either way.
Really bad? No, I won't do that. Josh Andrews, he comes and bowls with me a couple times. Ryan Matthews, he bowls a little bit. Yeah.
Speaking of Ryan Matthews, you're both California guys. Mm-hmm. Does that kind of help you to have somebody else from the West Coast here in Philly with you?
It doesn't really matter. More so what matters to me is just having good people around me. And I'm extremely close to Ryan as well as other guys on the team, but I just love having good people in my circle.
You came back from this offseason in great shape, but I have to ask you, what are your weaknesses? I mean, what are your favorite desserts out there? If you have to have a cheat day, what are you going to?
I love sweet potato pie. I love this mango Talenti ice cream. I can eat like three of those in a day, literally.
Really?
Literally, yeah, I have a problem with that. Yeah.
Any pregame rituals you have? I know a lot of guys do some different things, but how do you kind of attack the pregame ritual?
It's kind of changed over the years. Going back to college, I had a strange ritual.
Tell me about it.
So I used to take a bubble bath at night and listen to country music every night before a game. Kind of strange, right?
Where did that come from?
I did it one night, had a good game, and I kept it going.
So you're a little superstitious.
I guess you could say that. Yeah, but now, more so, man, I just like to relax. I'll read my Bible before I go to bed, wake up, read my Bible again. That's kind of it.
All right, Kenyon Barnett, thank you very much.
Appreciate
your time.
Appreciate you.
And thank you all for joining us right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
Good stuff there, Alex. Thanks so much, Kenyon. And C-Mac, the running backs are absolutely in question with Ryan Matthews. Still very questionable. Darren Sproles, it looks like he will play. We just don't know how much he'll play. How does that change things?
Really, it shouldn't. The formula for success for the Eagles this season has been to get started with the ground game, take some of the pressure off of quarterback Carson Wentz, and Wendell Smallwood has shown when he's been in the lineup that he can produce. Kenyon Barner has been limited so far this season, but he too can be a viable option out of the backfield. And it's truly amazing that Darren Sproles, with the rib injury, is still likely to play Monday night against the Packers. Smallwood is the guy that I'm looking at. You look at the offensive line, it's going to be most likely reshuffled once again with Alan Barber going to that right tackle position. So you don't want them doing too much pass blocking, especially if Barber going against a very good pass rusher in Nick Perry. So for me, I'm looking at the ground game getting going early on, and I think Smallwood can definitely fill the role needed if Ryan Matthews is indeed out.
I just think, I know you don't want to throw the ball, I just think you throw it against a team that has had so many problems against the pass. But we'll talk about that next here on Eagles 360. Chris and I have some key matchups for you on the offense, on the defense, as the Eagles look to nudge above the 500 mark and really get in the thick of this NFC playoff picture.
You say crazy, I say crafted. You say savage, I say practiced. Crazy, crafted, savage, practiced. Let's run that whole thing back. You say unbelievable, I say achievable. You say incredible, I say inevitable. Unbelievable, achievable, incredible, inevitable. Let's run that whole thing back. Carbs to compete, electrolytes to replenish.
You here to buy the tickets?
Hey, buddy, you here for the tickets?
Yeah. Dude, what's the password, man?
Oh, Coach Shanahan. What were you thinking? We're doing like a CD ticket deal instead of going to NFL Ticket Exchange.
NFL Ticket Exchange. 100% verified, authentic tickets from one fan to the other.
We'll see you at the games, all right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Appreciate you.
Remarkable things are happening at your local Acme. We're making changes, and we're getting better every day. Cleaner, friendlier, fresher. Like fresher meat and seafood, and fresher produce, and hundreds of organics. To top it off, we're lowering thousands of prices throughout the store. So come on in and see for yourself why Acme is just better. Lower prices, great quality, and friendlier service. Acme, the official supermarket of the Philadelphia Eagles.
We're back. Dave Spadaro and Chris McPherson in the co-host chair on this Friday. Time for some key matchups as the Eagles get ready for Green Bay Hall of Fame night on Monday here at Lincoln Financial Field. Chris, why don't you begin?
I can start things off.
Yes.
Last segment, we talked all about the run game. Well, now I'm going to talk about the pass game, more specifically the explosive pass game for the Philadelphia Eagles, and I'm looking at wide receiver Bryce Treggs. He had that big game a few weeks back against the New York Giants. Been a little bit quiet since, but you look back to Sunday night when the Packers faced Washington and the Packers allowed six explosive plays. The Eagles need to generate more of those. Carson Wentz has shown, even last week against Seattle, that he trusts Treggs deep. Even against the likes of Richard Sherman, one of the best corners in the entire game, the Packers' secondary is struggling. So for me, I'm looking at Bryce Treggs to stretch the field. Look, you could be a Zach Ertz night, could be a Trey Burton night, but for me, the Eagles need to get some quick explosive plays, and I think Treggs could be the answer, especially with the questions about Nelson Aguilar's status for Monday night, Dave.
My only concern there is that certainly Seattle respected Treggs and his deep speed. They had two defenders back both times that Carson Wentz looked for him. I want to see some variety in the routes that Treggs is being asked to run here. Get the football to Bryce Treggs, that's fine. But can you do it in a more intermediate way, catch and run? Let's see him get involved a little bit rather than just running down the field. Because I think defenses are kind of ready for that.
And it's shown. It's shown that on tape that when they see Treggs on the field, they figure it's going to be a deep pass. I still think there's going to be opportunities there. And these Green Bay defensive backs are just not as fast as some of the ones the Eagles have faced in recent weeks. That's why I think that if you're looking for a matchup, that's why I think Treggs can get over the top of this Green Bay
defense. And if the Eagles follow your formula, run early, maybe that play-action pass down the field really works. All right, my key matchup is this. The Eagles in the defensive backfield. Malcolm Jenkins has done it all. He's played in the slot. He's played safety. He's come on the blitz. I think he's going to be asked to do a whole lot on Monday night against a Green Bay passing attack that has been pretty remarkable when you consider that Green Bay is so poor running the football. And the trio of Devonta Adams and Jordy Nelson and Randall Cobb, 154 combined receptions, 18 combined touchdown catches from Aaron Rodgers, who's got 25 touchdown passes and just 7 interceptions, which is really incredible because the Packers just don't run the football. They're banged up along the offensive line, and yet Rodgers keeps creating ways to get the ball down the field. Malcolm Jenkins is key here, Chris, whether he's in the slot, whether he's over the top, whether he's blitzing. I think he's had a Pro Bowl kind of season, and I think on Monday night he and Rodney McLeod will be huge, making sure that Green Bay doesn't gash this defense down the field. Too many deep plays last week against Seattle. Eagles can't let it happen on Monday night.
I agree. Aaron Rodgers has struggled, though. That's the one thing. You look at the guy who's feeding the ball to these wide receivers, and Aaron Rodgers, you looked at the numbers, you mentioned the numbers, Spuds, look very good across the board, but when you break it down, he's just not been as efficient as he's been in the past. I feel like he's forcing the ball too often to Jordy Nelson, and everyone will say, look, Jordy Nelson leads the league with 9 touchdown receptions. I get it, but Nelson is still not all the way back from the ACL injury that cost him the 2015 season, and I think with the offensive line problems up front, with the run game struggles, I think Rodgers feels like he has to force the ball and come up with some different new ways, play like more like a street ball mentality. I just don't think he's been as accurate as he's been in the past. So, yes, the wide receiver is going to be focused, but I think overall I look more at the quarterback than anything else.
It's hard for me to digest 25 touchdowns and 7 interceptions as struggling.
Let's go to last week. Okay, Sunday against Washington, the Packers went 3-and-out in their first 3 drives. Has never happened in Aaron Rodgers' career until Sunday night. So I think he's played well. He's played well at times. And obviously with the O-line and the run game struggles, there's a lot more on him. But I just don't think he's been as good as he's been in the past. I think he's relying on some things that's gotten him out of trouble in the past, not working this year.
Which really speaks to how great Aaron Rodgers is, that he can throw 25 touchdown passes, 7 interceptions. And we point to 3 3-and-outs in a game against Washington. Really a Hall of Fame kind of quarterback. And you hope that the Eagles can disrupt him very early in this game. Okay, those are our key matchups. There are many more, of course, for Monday night. We've got more to get to here on Eagles 360. When we return, we'll go back to the old school All-22 machine and look at a memorable game from 2004 when the Eagles put a whooping on the Green Bay Packers in South Philadelphia.
This portion of Eagles 360 was presented by Dunkin' Donuts. Eagles win, you win is back at Dunkin' Donuts. DD Perks members score a free medium coffee the day after an Eagles win. Just pay with your Perks and Roll DD card. The Eagles run on Dunkin'.
Their legend is legendary. They've seen the end zone more often than any other duo in history. They are professional football player watchers. Become a pro fan only with Xfinity X1. Call or click today.
Simply Right Checking from Santander Bank. Just make one deposit, withdrawal, transfer, or payment each month to waive the monthly fee. And there's no minimum balance. You're all right with Simply Right Checking from Santander Bank. Are you feeling
all right,
baby?
All right, fellas, let's go out there and give them heck. Heck. Let's go out there and give them the 1-2.
You tell them, Captain.
Go out there and we're going to really give them the business.
By God, let's sock it to them.
Yeah. Fair and square. Hip, hip.
Hooray!
Come on, Molly, let's give them a ball. Holy smokes.
The old game just can't compete, especially when it comes to innovative energy solutions like the ones NRG uses to power the Eagles. Visit picknrg.com today.
Celebrate the holidays with delicious Dunkin' coffee. Stop by Dunkin' Donuts for 2 K-Cup boxes for $15.99 or 3 pounds of packaged coffee for $19.99. America runs on Dunkin'.
Dave Spadaro, Chris McPherson back. It's Eagles 360. We've got to go back in the time machine here, Chris. We've got a couple of guys who are, well, they're Hall of Famers here in Philadelphia. Mike Quick, Merrill Reese. It's our old school All-22 look back at the Eagles and the Packers circa 2004.
Hi, everyone. I'm Merrill Reese, and welcome to Old School All-22, a look at a memorable moment or game in Eagles history through the eyes of coaching tape where you see all 22 players. Mike, let's examine this one. The year was 2004. Eagles in a Sunday night game against the Green Bay Packers. What a night this was for Eagles fans.
It was just a romp by that Eagles offense. They went up and down the field against the Packers defense, and fortunately for the Packers, they're able to score a couple of mop-up touchdowns, but the Eagles put up 47 points against that defense, and where was Brett Favre?
Playing Green Bay is always tough, especially in Green Bay, but the Eagles were home in this game, and they had a lot of offensive talent.
Well, you're talking about Terrell Owens, you're talking about Westbrook, you're talking about a lot of guys that can put points on the board, and that's what they're able to do with those talented guys. And another guy, now with the Eagles coaching staff, Greg Lewis, also contributing. Let me show you some tape of that game. On the second drive of the day in a scoreless game, Donovan McNabb stood on the center at the 41-yard line. Terrell Owens lined up as the Z receiver at the bottom of the screen. He would come in short motion, tighter to the formation. The ball is going to go to T.O. on a crossing route, but watch how the other parts of the offense all factor into this route concept. First, you have a straight go route from Greg Lewis to lift the coverage to the left. Next, you have a shallow crossing route from Freddie Mitchell, lined up with a very tight split. This helps to take any underneath coverage towards the sideline. Behind Mitchell will come a wide open Terrell Owens. McNabb takes the snap, and off a play action fake, you can see the route start to develop. Lewis takes care of the cornerback, Mitchell removes the linebacker, and T.O. is running wide open through the middle of this cover three zone. McNabb rifles the pass, and check out the blocking from Greg Lewis as Owens makes a defender miss and runs into the end zone for his Eagles record 14th touchdown reception of the season. Later in the game on third and one, with the Eagles up 14-0, McNabb would again step on the center and at the 41-yard line. This formation is a lot different from the last one, though, with two backs, two tight ends. At the snap of the ball, McNabb is going to fake a handoff to fullback Josh Perry with Westbrook acting as a lead blocker. Here's Terrell Owens lined up in the wing. He comes in motion and is going to run a vertical route straight down the seam. Owens' route takes the attention of the cornerback in cover three. Westbrook, matched up against a linebacker in zone coverage, takes off down the sideline on a wheel route after pretending to block for Perry. With the cornerback distracted by Owens in the middle of the field, B. West runs wide open downfield and McNabb hits him to put the Eagles up 21-0, his third of five touchdowns in the first half, and a 47-17 win.
Andy Reid loved to take out the pencil and doodle around with offensive plays.
Well, Andy Reid was always really good at game planning, getting plays ready that teams hadn't seen, even out of formations that they see over and over, but just a little wrinkle that could throw them off and benefit the Eagles.
Merrill and Mike, thank you so much. When we return to Eagles 360, we'll set you up with what has gone on this week after that loss to Seattle. Eagles suffering some injuries, and how do they respond with this big game in sight? That is coming your way on Eagles 360 when we return.
Their legend is legendary. They've seen the end zone more often than any other duo in history. They are professional football player watchers. Become a pro fan only with Xfinity X1. Call or click today.
Growing up, we had a basketball hoop in our driveway, and that's all I used to play with. This past August, I happened to notice a bump on my foot. So my parents and I decided that we would go to Rothman at Jefferson. We found out from a biopsy that I had an osteosarcoma, cancer. Scary, but the Rothman doctors felt so confident in what they were going to do, and it couldn't have turned out any better. The Rothman Institute at Jefferson was able to get me back on the court and back to where I wanted to be.
Simply Right Checking from Santander Bank. Just make one deposit, payment, withdrawal, or transfer each month to waive the monthly fee. And there's no minimum balance. You're all right. With Simply Right Checking from Santander Bank. Are you
feeling all right, baby? Dunkin' Sweet Black Pepper Bacon Sandwich is back with twice the crispy caramelized peppered bacon. Experience a breakfast sandwich made for bacon lovers. America runs on Dunkin'.
Our final segment here on Eagles 360, Dave and Chris here. We now give you the week that has been, our week in review presented by Bud Light. Coming off a tough loss in Seattle, how did the Eagles respond?
Touchdown, Zach Ertz!
Wow, in an illegal formation.
That just may take
all the air out of this big play by this Eagles offense.
We have so many mistakes that just keep hurting us.
You get penalties, you give up big plays, and you don't make enough plays, you lose. And that's been the story in every real game.
We're in every single game, but the day you guys start talking about it, start doing it.
As a team, as coaches, we, myself included, we got to learn how to tighten things up, I guess.
Head coach Doug Peterson announced this morning that rookie free agent Paul Turner has been promoted to the active roster.
I'm just trying to do my job and do whatever the coaches ask me to do and then just go out here and make plays and do whatever I can to help the team.
We got a big one on Monday night. The Packers come to town.
Aaron Rodgers is Aaron Rodgers, man. You know, you give him an opportunity, he's going to make the most of it.
They're coming off a loss. We're coming off a loss. It's going to be, you know, which team won it the most.
There's a lot of good teams in this division. There's a lot of good teams in the NFC, period. We got to step it up.
It's cut and dry. We got to win them all. That's something we all know, and that's something that we plan to do.
We've got to handle business each and every week.
I still believe good things are going to happen to this team.
We know we can do it. We just got to fine-tune our details, and we'll be all right.
All right, so now we fast forward to right now, and we look at what's ahead for the Eagles, who are on the practice field on Saturday. We'll have coverage of Doug Peterson's final media address. We'll also have coverage of the Eagles in the locker room. And, Chris, that leads to a very big Monday that we've got covered from start to finish on the field, as well as the Hall of Fame inductions of Jeremiah Trotter and Merle Reese.
It's a big night for the Philadelphia Eagles. Our coverage begins at 5 p.m. Eastern with Dave Spadaro and his Insider Series event, a Q&A panel with the Hall of Famers Merle Reese and Jeremiah Trotter. We have the kickoff show presented by Exalta coming your way at 7:30 p.m. Myself and Joe DeCamera with all the late-breaking news and some key matchups to look out for in the Monday Night Showdown between the Eagles and the Packers. And then we will have the Hall of Fame induction itself at halftime, so figure 8:30 kickoff, probably around 10 o'clock or so. We'll have that stream live on PhiladelphiaEagles.com as well as the Eagles app. And I'll be joined by Ike Reese for the postgame show presented by Rico. It'll be late. It'll be almost Tuesday morning. So hopefully we'll be celebrating an Eagles win
today. Yeah, it's a big one for the Eagles. The win gets the Eagles to 6-5. And as we look at the way this NFC playoff picture is shaping up, puts the Eagles right where they need to be. Not where they want to be, but where they need to be in this playoff race. Chris McPherson, great stuff as always. Dave Spadaro, we thank you for joining us here on Eagles 360. Have yourselves a great Eagles day.